Hey, this is Dante, and you're listening to Dreamcast. Right. I had a lot of different dreams last night. So one of them was, I was like this fucking weird werewolf thing, and I was able to jump really, really high, and I was in, like, Miami or some city next to, like, the beach. I was just, like, jumping over, like, up on buildings. It was pretty fucking cool. And, let's see. Then I was, like, hunting for camels on the same beach. I was, like, trying to find these camels for some fucking reason. And I was, like, taking this picture of the entire front of the city. So it was almost like I was in the ocean looking at the city. And I was taking, like, different filters almost of the city, trying to, like, so, like, I'd be in the ocean, I would look at the city, and it'd be, you know, dark or night out. And then I would put on a filter, and it would kind of brighten everything, but, like, take away other parts of it. And I'd put on another filter, and, you know, other stuff would become brighter or more in focus, and other parts would fucking not be. And I was trying to find these camels. I fucking have no idea what that means, but, yeah, camels. Weird. And then, what was the other part? The camels. So I was doing a lot of, like, walking through houses, these different houses. But it was just, like, open. Like, everybody was cool with me just, like, walking through their fucking house. It was, like, normal. Like, everybody did it. We're just, like, walking through houses, and you just kind of hung out where you wanted to hang out. And if you didn't like hanging out there, you're like, all right, cool. I'm going to fucking go over here. So that's cool. So maybe that means represents, like, freedom or something. Maybe, like, wanting freedom. I don't know. What else? Werewolves, camels. I feel like there's something else I'm missing here. Yeah, that's it, really. I don't remember finding camels. I was talking with people finding said camels. And I can't really remember the conversation. I remember being in conversation with people, though, and it's so weird how you're, like, in the dream. It's vivid, but it's not vivid at the same time. It's, like, it's the weirdest fucking feeling. It's, like, it's real. It's so real, but it's also not real. A side point, isn't it fucking odd how we, like, experience that as human beings, you know? Like, that's part of being a human. Like, you dream, and, like, you get that. Like, that just happens. It's fucking weird. Anyway, yeah, I don't really remember a lot of it. I don't know the significance of that. I don't know what the fuck camels mean. Maybe after I get done recording this, I'm going to Google camels' spiritual significance or dream significance, and maybe werewolves as well. Most of the time when I dream about werewolves, it's happened, like, once or twice, or wolves in general, about three to five times if we're counting, like, wolves, but, like, werewolves is about the second werewolf dream. Usually it's either me killing the wolf, or in terms of werewolf, it's the werewolf, like, I was, like, hiding in this closet. So I guess I'll fucking list the whole dream if you guys want to hear it. So I was in this house with this, like, little kid. Maybe he's, like, 10, right? And I was, you know, 20, 21, 22. And it's raining outside. It's this old house he used to live in when I was a kid. So it could have been me. I don't know. I didn't really get the impression that it was me, but maybe it could have been me because it was, you know, this house where I was much, much younger when I was living in it, around that age. And it was raining outside, kind of, thunderstorm. And the kid, he's like, we have to hide. The werewolf is coming. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. And then he runs away. He, like, runs to the other side of the house and, like, hides somewhere. Like, fucking just leaves. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay, well, all right, let me... You know, I'm thinking about a place to hide. I'm like, okay, what's a good hiding spot? I'm like, oh, the closet. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Fuck, werewolves, they have a good sense of smell, right? Because, you know, why wouldn't they? I mean, they're a wolf. I'm like, I'm hiding under some dirty laundry, and then he won't fucking find me because the laundry will stink, and he'll be like, oh, it's dirty laundry. Keep looking. So I went to the closet, and there's this big pile of laundry, and I, like, took this pile and I, like, put it on my, you know, all over my body, and there's this little slot where I could see out of. And then, like, right when I got settled in, the door cracks open, and I see this fucking, like, werewolf, like, big, scary as fuck, just, like, coming through And like I woke up and I was like terrified. It's like it was the most terrifying fucking dream I've ever had in my life. For whatever reason, man. It's horrible. So yeah, I'm gonna do some Googling right now. Thank you guys for watching this episode. You're awesome. And I will see you in the next one. So I just Googled, let me see if it'll record while I cool it will. So I Googled camels and I'll throw this in here before I end this episode. So the camel is a symbol of stamina, patience, endurance, and reaching long-term goals. Dreaming of a camel represents the need to work very hard and persistently to overcome obstacles to reach your goal. If you dream of several camels carrying burdens, it means you'll receive an unexpected inheritance or other riches. Fucking dope. And dreaming of werewolves. What does that mean? Dreaming of being a werewolf means that you are transforming for bad. Similarly, if you dream of being a werewolf, it means that your nature is not being adopted by the others around you. They fear your presence and they fear you. God damn. Dreaming of being chased by a werewolf indicates an enemy in disguise of a friend. Okay, well, take these with a grain of salt. Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. You guys are fucking awesome. Again. I love you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Auditorially speaking. I'll see you tomorrow. It'd be creepy if I saw, like, literally saw you tomorrow. That'd be odd. Maybe cool. I don't know. But definitely auditorially speaking. If I'm saying that correctly. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.